Glad to see everyone here this morning, and we do have visitors among us, and we definitely appreciate your presence being here. One of my brothers and his wife and family are here this morning, so I told you there's a lot of us, so eventually one day you might meet them all. But Alex and Ashley are here this morning. Great to see them this morning. Jackson, thank you for leading those songs this morning. I have him. He's going to be working a little extra. We're going to have a few songs during the sermon this morning. But that song, "Oh, the Things We May Do," I have never heard that song and never sang that song. Absolutely beautiful. The words to that are beautiful. Thank you for leading that one, Jackson. We have, this morning, we're going to talk about remembering who we are. And in a world full of darkness, what did God say? God said in Genesis 1, verse 1, He said, "Let there be light." And what was there? There was light, wasn't it? There was light. And we see that in Genesis chapter 1, verse 4, we see that God saw the light and He saw that it was good. He saw that the light was good. And I know God is referring to the day, and I know He's referring to the night, but let's think about it a little bit about ourselves. Thinking about ourselves just for a moment, that when He examines our hearts, when He examines Matt's life, does He see my light, and does He see that it is good? Does He see me? Does He see you as a light in the darkness? Does it really matter if my light shines or not? Think about this quote for a moment here. All the darkness in the world, all the darkness in the world cannot extinguish the light of a single candle. Just one candle. All the light in the world cannot put it out because it's going to glow. So can you imagine what the world would look like if each Christian was letting their light shine? If each Christian realized that our light, that it is significant, we would drive the darkness out of this world. We sang that song in the kids' class, that this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine all the time, let it shine. We're thinking about our light and we're thinking about that, but see, often what do? We let Satan do what? We let Satan blow out that light. But as Christians, what do we have to do? As Christians, we have to remember who we are. We have to remember that we are lights. Our light, our life, our influence. Those things are important. We never know who may be watching us. We never know who we may be influencing. Because Jesus, what did He tell us that we are? He said, you are the lights of the world. You are the lights of the world. We have this quote here about remember who you are and what God expects you to become. Remember who you are. And remember what God expects you to become. You know, there's a well-known movie, The Lion King. And Simba, he is born to be a king, isn't he? But he becomes a bug eater. He starts eating bugs. And he has that vision of his dad. And his daddy says to remember who you are. That message to him, that same message is to us as Christians, that we have to remember who we are. We have to remember whom we belong to. And as we see here, we have to ask ourselves that question, who are we? Who are you? Who am I? We have to remember from Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, that Jesus said, you are the light of the world. You're a light of the world. You are a city that is set on a hill. And if a city that's set on the hill, what can it not do? You cannot hide it. Why? Because the lights are shining brightly. It's up where everybody can see. Nor do you light a lamp and you put it under a basket. You don't light a lamp and you put it under a basket. That's not its purpose. Its purpose is to do what? Its purpose is to give light off to all who are in the house. It would make no sense to be a light but then put a basket over it. It wouldn't make sense. That's why Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men
that they may see your good works. And when they see your good works, who's getting the glory? And glorify your Father, which is in heaven. We are that light in this world because we are trying to get others to see. We're trying to see that the world, the darkness, to see that there is light, there is hope. And we are a beacon of that hope because our light comes from God. We have to remember who we are. And Jackson's going to lead us in this song this morning.
Image God created you, and new birth He gave you life anew, and His matchless love you now proclaim. You must live to glorify His name. Christian, remember who you are today as you follow Him along the way. Though the way seems dark and the journey far, strength comes when you remember who you are. You were bought at such an awful price. Christ redeemed you by His sacrifice. You obeyed Him and were free from sin. Peace and hope and joy and love within. Christian, remember who you are today as you travel Him along the way. Though the way seems dark and the journey far, strength comes when you remember who you are. Let your light be bright and ever true. Live so others will see Christ in you. In your life a sermon sinners see what the Christian life is meant to be. Christian, remember who you are today as you follow Him along the way. Though the way seems dark and the journey far, strength comes when you remember who you are.
So who are we? Who are we? We are the lights of the world. In this world full of sin, we are to be different. We are to be that light. And in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, it says, but you are what? You are a chosen generation. You're a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness and into His marvelous light. When we think about remembering who we are the sons of God. In Galatians chapter 4, starting in verse 4 there, but when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that are under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons and redemption of sons and become, and because ye are sons. What are we? We are sons. God sent forth His Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more. We're no more a servant. But what did He tell him? He said, you are a son. And if you are a son, what are you? Then we're an heir of God through Christ. As Christians, we have to remember that we are of God. We have to remember that in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, it says, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called what? We should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not because it knew Him not. In John chapter 1, verse 12, but as many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become what? The power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on His name. What are we? We are the lights of the world, but we are the sons of God. And as sons of God, we have an obligation. As His children, we have an obligation. And our obligation, in this version here, it says in 1 Peter chapter 1, starting in verse 13, that we are to prepare our minds. As sons of God, that we have to every day prepare our minds for action. We have to exercise self-control. We have to put on your hope and the gracious salvation that will come to you when Jesus Christ is revealed to the world. So until He's revealed, what are we going to do? We must live as God's obedient children. We don't need to slip back. What does it say? Don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own desires. Don't go back. We are called out of the darkness and into the light to be the light, not to go back into it. We are a son of God, and as sons, a children of God, we have to prepare our ways. He says, you didn't know any better then. But he continues there in verse 15. He says, but you lights, you sons of God, you must be holy in everything you do, just as God who chose you is holy. We have to be holy. Again, we have to be different. We have to be set apart from the world because that's what He does. We are that city again that's set on a hill. The world is looking to us as Christians to be that light, to be that example, to be that godly influence. The Scriptures, what does it tell us to be as an obligation? You must be holy because, why? I am holy. He says to remember the Heavenly Father to whom you pray has no favorites, that you judge and reward you according to what you do. He's going to judge us according to what we do. Are you that light? Are you that son that's backslid? He's going to judge us for what we do. He says you must live. We must live in a reverent fear of Him because He is our judge. He is our judge. During your time as temporary residents, and that's what we are. This world is not our home. We are just passing through. We have here this light here. And as the world's, again, we have an obligation in this world as lights to let our light shine. And when we don't, it reminds me of the story that's behind Let the Lower Lights Be Burning. D.L. Moody held some meetings in America, and he related the story of a shipwreck on a dark and tempestuous night. There wasn't a star visible in the sky. A ship was approaching the harbor of Cleveland. And with a pilot on board, the captain notices that there's only one light. He can only see that one light. He sees that one light as he's drawing near, and it's from the lighthouse. And he asks the pilot, he says, are you sure? Are you sure that's Cleveland Harbor? Those other lights should be burning, but they're not. So the pilot, he replied, well, he wasn't quite sure, but the captain again requires, he says, where are the lower lights? Gone out, sir, replied the pilot. Can you make the harbor then? Can you make it to the harbor with just this one light? And the captain, to which the pilot answered, he said, we must, sir, or perish. Bravely, the old man, he steers the vessel upon her course toward the safety. But alas, in the darkness of the harbor's mouth, he misses the channel. The ship struck the rock. In the stormy waters, many lives are lost. You see, to Moody's appeal to his audience, he said, brothers, the Master is going to take care of the great lighthouse. He has taken care of the great lighthouse. He's given us Jesus. He said, but we have to keep the lower lights burning. You see, among Moody's hearers that evening was Mr. Philip B. Bliss, the well-known hymn writer. And a striking story at once suggested to him one of the most popular hymns that we're about to sing, Let the Lower Lights Be Burning.
So brightly beams our Father's mercy from His lighthouse evermore. But to us He gives the keeping of the lights along the shore. Let the lower lights be burning. Send a gleam across the wave. Some boy waiting, struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may save. Dark the night, a sin has settled, while the angry billows roar. Eager eyes are watching, longing for the lights of
ask the question, who are we? We are the lower lights. We have the great light that's shining, but as if he would have just had, the lower lights would have been burning. You would have had those other individuals, those Christians, and we think about that, that the light is shining, Jesus is there. But if our lights are shining, we are going to help guide those lost to the light, to the one that matters. So to us, we don't need to let Satan blow out our light. We're too important and we're too valuable to the work of the Lord to let our light go out. So this quote says, don't be discouraged. If there's an obstacle before you, don't be discouraged, because just as the Red Sea opened before the Israelites and Goliath fell before David, God will make a way and he will give victory. You see, because as lights of the world and as sons of God, we know that the source of our light comes from his son, Jesus Christ. We know from John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world, and he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. The light of life that we want to share, and we want to see what lights you and I? What is it that lights us? Too many people leave. Too many people quit. Too many people look elsewhere. We get out of something what we put into it. And are we putting in truth? Are we putting in that fuel that never ends? That, you know, and when we're looking for it, we're looking for that light that gives life. Or are we looking for something that is just temporary? Something that's going to go away. And when we think about what lights us, I can't help to think of this song, Light the Fire.
I stand to praise you, but I fall to my knees. My spirit now is willing, but my flesh is so weak. Like the fire in my soul, and the flame fire. Your Spirit moves right through me like a mighty rushing wind, like the fire in my soul and the flame make me whole. Lord, you know where I've been, so like the fire in my heart again.
See, in Luke chapter 24, we find the story of two of Jesus' disciples as they appeared to them on the road to Emmaus after his resurrection. And chapter 24, verse 27, it says, In the beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, that he took bread, and he blessed it. And he brake, and he gave to them. And their eyes were opened. Their eyes were opened. And they knew him. And he vanished out of their sight. In verse 32, and they said to one another, Did not our heart burn within us? Didn't our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scriptures? See, the scriptures point to the light. Scriptures, they point to the light, and that light is Jesus Christ. Remember who you are. This morning, as we are remembering who we are, in John 6, when the crowds began to leave because they didn't like what Jesus was saying and they weren't receiving what they wanted, Jesus asked his apostles, he said, Will you also go away? In John 6:68, Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. This morning, I'm asking you and asking myself to remember who we are. We are the light of the world. We are sons of God. We are the lower lights that need to be burning. We are, and we know that our source of our light comes from Jesus. This morning, who are you? Are you a child of God? Have you obeyed the gospel of Christ? Have you had those sins washed away? If not, do so this morning. And if you are a Christian and you've forgotten who you are and you have slid back into sin and into darkness, remember who you are. Remember to get your life right as we stand and as we sing.